Yo, welcome back to Inside the Lunchbox with your boy Chef Mac, and of course the one and only
Leviticus Maximus.
I love it. So man, we're here enjoying some lovely Jack Daniel's Down Home Punch. What do you think?
I've never tried it before, but I saw it today on the way here, and I was just like, you know what? Screw it. If we're going to try weird food, might as well try weird alcohol.
Yeah, that was kind of weird. It actually tastes pretty good. It's a regular Jack Daniel's in a glass bottle, a twist top. You know, you get at your local store, you know.
Tastes like watermelon.
So how was your week, man? I know our week's been kind of busy, but how was your week, man?
It was exhausting, but it was good. I've been working down in Houston. You know, I live like way up north, and so it's a long drive working down there, but I'm also doing a lot of volunteer down there as well. Okay. With different organizations. Met up some friends at least two nights last week, met up some friends, had some drinks, had a good time. So
it's exhausting,
but it was a good week.
Yeah, my week's been fairly busy. Got the chance to do some recording, some video recording on a show. So real quick, what we're doing here inside the Lunchbox, we actually been offered to partner with the Wisson. The Wisson is a TV show based out of Peru. Actually, the network is called Wisson, and the show is called the Werlito Show. I know I pronounced that wrong, but forgive me. I know he's going to listen to this podcast. The Werlito Show. That's what it's called, the Werlito Show. And it's based out of Peru. It's on Tigo TV down there. And he also comes here to Texas, and he showcases all the festivals and small businesses here. So he's actually taking us under our wing, which is a great opportunity. And he's going to help us grow our fan base. And we're going to do a lot of cooking video shows with him. Yeah. So it's going to be a great opportunity. So this weekend was real busy. So we're just going to talk about what we did this weekend. So starting on Saturday, we woke up and we met up and we talked a little bit about what we're going to do. We ended up going to New Caney, Texas, the Ooh. Grand Texas, kind of, I guess, is the same place. It's a food truck park called the Food Zone.
Wow.
So I don't know if you guys are familiar how it works. What it is local businesses, local small businesses, they have like a food truck, and they come and they park, and then they have families come in there. The kids come in, they socialize, and they party, and you know, have a great family time there. But this one is kind of different. They don't have their trucks there. What it is, they have containers, shipping containers that are built out, shipping containers like into a kitchen.
Nice.
And it's like two containers together for each one. It's like, I want to say it's like 15 or 16 of them.
Wow.
And in the middle of the park, they have a big screen TV. It's probably like a freaking 4 or 5 foot by like 20 foot TV. It's a huge TV.
Nice.
So you can go there, you can watch the game. There's football on, any type of sports, any type of family events. You know, you could go there and exactly. You could go there and you could just enjoy the fun with your family and also have great food. And they have a large variety of food. They had jerk chicken. They had steak and potatoes. They had barbecue. They had Mexican food, tamales. And we actually showcased it, Grandma's tamales. And nice. Her tamales was probably one of the best I've had in a long time. I like my tamales with meat.
Yeah.
But this one, we just got regular cheese and jalapeno. And it was delicious. Like it was really, really good. And it wasn't that expensive, man.
Yeah.
I think it was a dozen tamales, maybe for like $10 or something like that.
Wow.
Like, you know, so it was fairly reasonable. And also in the middle of the park, they have it designed like a football field.
Right.
So I mean, it's just a great place. Right next to it, you have a race car track.
Right.
And across the street, you have, I think it's called Big Tex, the water park. I think it's a water park in New Caney. I think it's called Big Tex River or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah,
I haven't been to New Caney in like a long time.
Yeah, and it's a water park, so they have all this stuff right there for family and fun. So, but yeah, so what we did, we tried out Poppy's steak, and grill, and we had a T-bone steak, and we had a I forgot the other cut of meat we had. Well, we had two different types of steaks. We had a T-bone, and then we had another steak, and she let us try her potatoes. And then the other one came with fries, and they both had asparagus on there.
Oh, my God. And, I love asparagus.
When I
so
say,
much.
I asked her, I say, so where do you get your meat from?
Right.
Well, they actually have their own butcher.
Nice.
So that's what makes it really, really, I guess, authentic. I guess the reason why I say authentic, because they're not going anywhere else where people are getting
right.
their meat, you know. So the steaks were really good. They were juicy. They were cooked very well.
And that's how you know you're getting like the best cuts, because no restaurant owner is like, here, just give me the subprime cuts.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? They want the best cuts for their restaurant. They
exactly.
want those.
Exactly. And so she asked us, how do we want our steak? And we ordered medium rare, and we got it medium rare.
As all steaks should be.
As all steaks should be. Not as shoe leather.
Yeah. If you want it more rare than medium rare, just bite the cow as it is.
Just bite the cow. There you go.
And if you want it more well done than medium rare, just buy beef jerky.
Buy beef jerky. But and then it came with a chimichurri sauce. So surprisingly, the steak was delicious. Don't get me wrong, the steak was phenomenal.
Right.
But the star of the show was her chimichurri sauce.
Mm.
And it blew my mind. It was the flavor was very, very impactful. You could taste all the herbs. She wouldn't tell me where her secret ingredient was, but I want to say it was some type of vinegar.
Mm.
It was something in there that gave it a kick, man. Like, not a spice kick, but you know how vinegar tastes, right?
Yeah.
And it gave that kick, that spaz, that...
Any chance it might have been a soy sauce?
No, because there was a
recipe, a secret, yeah. like a recipe for the marinade at a steak restaurant I used to work at, uh-huh. and one of the mixtures was soy sauce.
Soy sauce,
pineapple sauce, orange juice.
It was really, I mean,
if it was vinegar, it was vinegar.
What we did, we recorded, and
right.
you're going to see how I reacted, and I'm going to post it on our social media sites and everything
nice.
Once the video comes out. But you're going to see my reaction to this chimichurri sauce. And the ingredients for chimichurri sauce, of course, you have your herbs,
mm-hmm.
you have pine nuts, you have oil, you know, and other things that go into a chimichurri. You can't forget your pine nuts, because that's a key ingredient with chimichurri. And I told her, I was like, oh my God, that chimichurri was amazing. Like, I even tried to tell her to give me the recipe for it, and she wouldn't do it. So I'm going to have to go back and talk to her later about that. But yeah, so then we also had Grandma's tamales.
Man.
And when I say these tamales, like, first of all, when you make tamales, it's not a short process.
No.
Like, tamales take forever to make. It is very labor intensive. You got to sit up there, and you got to make the masa, and you got to roll the masa, and then you got to wrap it in the I can't remember. Can't even think of the wrap. Wrap it in the wrap. And, you know, it's very labor intensive. So when people make tamales, I definitely appreciate the hard work.
Oh, yeah.
That they put into it. And, oh, my God, these tamales were so delicious. Her green sauce, her salsa verde was great.
Oh.
Her red sauce was great. And I definitely would like for you guys, if you're in Texas, if you're in the Houston area, if you're in the Conroe area, Huntsville area, if you're somewhere in that vicinity of New Caney, Texas, please take the time to go to the Food Zone and enjoy some good old family time, some good music, and also some great, 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 great food. They had other places there. Couldn't really try all of them, but we do have a video that's coming out.
Nice.
Our very first video that we're co-hosting with the Wisson and the Walito Show. Had a lot of energy. So probably in the next couple of days, we'll have that posted on there.
Okay.
Very great. And then today we did another recording. We went to Tiffany's Pop-Up.
Oh, man, I am so mad I missed that. You were sending me like directions and everything. Yeah. I was just like, homie, I don't get off until like 5, and it's like an hour drive from where I'm at.
Yeah, Tiffany's pop-up was great. Her main goal, also Real Talk Radio was there as well.
Ooh.
And their main goal was to promote small businesses.
Yeah.
And that's what I love. I mean, I'm not saying I don't care about these big corporate businesses, but the small businesses need love.
Right? Yeah, because you know that, like, especially when it comes to the food, the small businesses put in the most love.
The most love
into their food. There is a in Willis. I don't know when it opened, but the other day, I think it was like Saturday, I was leaving my house. I was driving through Willis, and I noticed this coffee shop that I had never noticed before, with a big sign saying "Now we're open."
Uh-huh.
I slid in there, got myself a nice cup of coffee. Never even been to this place before. It was the best cup of coffee I've had in like 6 months. And then I just headed out. It's just some no name brand mom and pop coffee shop, and I'm just like, I know they put love in their ingredients because this is their life.
Exactly.
If a corporate store does wrong, it's a little bit off their budget. It's a little bit off their profit. Yeah. If a mom and pop food place doesn't do it right, they're done.
Yeah, and that's how it is in the food zone.
Yeah,
like these people come Friday and Saturday. Mm. Well, they don't do it. Like, they're not there throughout the week.
Right.
So there is. I'm not saying that they're living paycheck to paycheck or anything like that, but when they're here on Friday and Saturday or Sunday, and then when all that's done, they still got to go the whole week without cooking or making any money or anything like that. So we as our job is to make sure that we promote them, so when they do come up and they have these pop-ups and they have their food trucks there, that we go and support these local businesses. Because, look, you're not going to go wrong with their food.
Yeah.
They're like, we used to say back in the day, they put their drawers in their food, you know? So we was at Tiffany's pop-up in Kingwood today.
Hmm.
And it was probably about maybe 20 plus pop-up businesses there. And we interviewed probably about 15 of them.
Wow.
So we did a lot of work. They had a lady that just moved to Texas from Washington.
Mm-hmm.
Her name is Grandma's Kitchen. Washington State. Came from Washington State.
Wow.
And she made salsa. Simplest thing ever, you think, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I tasted salsa. It blew my mind. I was like, whoa, this is salsa?
Yeah.
Like, and she was like, yeah. I was like, nah. I was like, look, I don't know what you put in this, but I never had a salsa taste like this before.
Right.
And she actually told me her secret ingredient.
What was it?
I don't know. It's a secret.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't.
Slide it down to me on the down.
So I don't know. I don't know if it. She told me it, but I don't think it's the whole secret ingredient.
Right.
But she was like, it was like roasted chipotle or smoked chipotle pepper.
Hmm.
Or something like that, and it was a very small hint of the chipotle, but it was just enough to put it over.
Nice.
That it was just phenomenal. And then what else did we try? We tried some donuts. We tried some homemade cookies, banana pudding. Candy walnuts and stuff like that, pralines, you know. So we tried. It was a little bit more of like the sweet side, like baking side of the house of cooking. But it was really, really good, man.
It sounds something like we need to head down there in December and get a couple cups of hot chocolate.
Oh, yeah.
Sweets.
Oh, yeah. Sit down there. Oh, yeah. It was definitely a fun experience. But today was so hot, man. Like, I don't know where, and now it's so cold right now.
It was unreasonably hot. Now, we've had a really hot summer here in Houston all the way through September. We were talking 90 degrees, 100 degrees for weeks on end without a break. And then we had that really nice break for a couple days there. It was like down in the 70s, down in the 60s. I was actually breaking out my hoodies and my sweaters, and then it jumped right back up to 90 degrees today. And I was just absolutely frustrated at work because, you know, I've survived summer and my body's like, I don't want to deal with another 100 degree day. It only got up to like 90 today, but it just felt unreasonably hot.
When I was out there and I looked at, you know, we're recording, and then you want to interview these people a little bit before you just jump into the recording, right?
Yeah.
And, I'm sitting up here telling the cameraman, the production manager, like, yo, can we speed this up, man? It's hot. Like, I'm not a small guy, yeah. Man. Like, you know, I'm sweating in places I'm not supposed to be sweating right now.
Guys your size and guys my size, we don't do very well in the heat.
I'm like, shoot, man, I didn't bring no rag or anything like that. But overall, I really had a blast, and we got the chance to meet the Malcolm, who is the radio host for Real Talk Radio out of Spring. He is actually willing to do some work with us as well. So we're definitely, thanks to the Wisson and the Wilito show, we're definitely touching bases with a lot of people that's going to help us put our name out there more. And we're actually getting ready to do, well, I didn't tell Levi this yet, but we're actually getting ready to start doing our first cooking video here in the kitchen here.
Oh, shit.
So I was gonna tell him that today. So maybe sometime next week.
If Levi's in the kitchen, have a fire hydrant on standby. I have been known to set shirts and boxes on fire.
Well, no, I'll do all the cooking. You just control all the buttons and stuff like that.
Oh, I got that. And then
you could just taste the food, you know.
What does this button do?
And his name is John Cena.
I love it. So, yeah, so hopefully, what we did earlier, earlier in our podcast, the beginning, we did a five-part series on the mother sauces. So what I want to do is do a cooking video for each one of those, except for the demi-glaze or the that sauce, because that the sauce takes a long time. To even get that sauce started, you have to roast bones forever. You know, so I don't know, maybe I could find some short way to do it, or maybe even like post a video, another video on it. But we could definitely do
like a time lapse video starting over at night and just have like run a time lapse.
Yeah, we
on
probably
it.
Could do that. But that's the long process. But like the holidays, we're gonna do the holidays, show you guys the correct way to make a holidays and what to look for. So yeah, so hopefully within the next week or two, we're gonna start bringing it in our videos.
Yeah.
So we definitely have some things planned. March 30th, we don't know the times yet. March 30th, 2024, we'll be headed down to San Antonio to do a live podcast for Women of Words and also to do their breakfast.
Nice.
So I'll be cooking their breakfast that day. Hopefully I'll be cooking their breakfast that day for Women of Words. It's a woman's ministry.
Nice.
We're gonna go down there and support them, like I said, support the small businesses and stuff like that.
San Antonio is just a great town to hang out at. When I was growing up as a kid, we used to go down there two or three weekends a year from Houston with my dad, and just a great town to hang out. There's a lot of good places to eat, a lot of great small shops.
Yeah, I like one of my favorite places to eat. You know, maybe one day, maybe I could contact them and we could probably do some work with them. Is this restaurant called Little Fish Factory. Right, but it's an authentic Mexican restaurant, and when I say they have the
is it on the river?
It's on WW White in San Antonio, Texas, called Little Fish Factory.
Okay,
and my whole family goes there. Like every time we go to San Antonio, no matter what side of town we're on, we would drive an hour away to go to this place and just have a good time. Nice. And it's a small little restaurant.
Yeah,
you know, sometimes they have a problem with my big family coming in, because sometimes we come 15 to 20 people deep, you know, and it's not a really big establishment. But I could tell you that if you drive by in the morning and you drive by at night, somebody's there and they're constantly making homemade tortillas, homemade everything. Like everything in that establishment is homemade. And like my mom, her favorite thing is the...
So I'm marking this down on my calendar. March 30th, we're going to the Little Fish Factory.
You could definitely put that in there. We're going to the Little Fish Factory. See, my mom, she eats the carne gasadas. It's what she eats. It's kind of like a beef gravy and with cheese, beef tips and gravy and cheese and the tortilla. And it's really, 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 really good. So, but that's what we have planned. Also, we have the Salsa Festival in November that we're going to be going down, partnering up with the Wisson down there. So hopefully we'll go down there. We're going to do a record. That's a big event for Inside the Lunchbox and for Wisson. What they're going to do, they're going to take us under their umbrella, and on their on his site, his network site. They're going to list us as partners on their site.
Nice.
And, you know, and then eventually Tigo Radio, Tigo TV, and we're probably eventually going to get asked to go down to Peru to do videos. So in the near future, we got a big, we got a wide perspective of things. Within 2024 is going to be a busy year for us. I can see it, man. But yeah, so it's all about the food. It's all about family. And we're going to learn about different cultures. And
it's also just about like Chris's magnetic personality. Chris has yet to meet a stranger. Like me, I don't talk to people I don't know very often. Yeah. Just my type of person. Once I get to know you, we're family. But at first, I'm always super skeptical. I have seen Chris make best friends just walking down the sidewalk. He's just that magnetic, lovable guy. That's why I ended up over here. I can imagine the people in prison absolutely love you.
Appreciate it, man. And the crazy thing, I'm the shyest person, bro. I really am.
Bullshit.
I really am.
I need a bullshit button on here somewhere.
What's that? That off his max button. Where I forgot what it's called. But yeah, I'm actually like really like I had like so when I was growing up, I didn't like public speaking.
Yeah.
I didn't like standing up in crowds.
Right.
Or in front of people and talking. Even when I was in church, they would try to get me to do more things in church, even go up and sing in the choir. Mm-hmm. I didn't like stand. I would black out. You know. Mm-hmm. And when I went to school, I went to the University of Phoenix, one of the things that you had to do was public speaking, right?
Right.
So I had to do slideshows and I had to do presentations. I could say that helped out a lot, but I'm really a low-key shy person. I don't tend to just go out there, you know.
Right.
But Byron, the guy, the CEO and founder of the Winston, that guy is like high energetic. I mean, he'll go make friends with water. Like he's a real good guy, man. Real good guy.
I've seen the videos of him. He seems like an excellent guy.
Very, very high energy. And I try to max that as best I can, but I realize that I probably won't bring to max it, but I still got to be who I am.
Yeah.
And I'm going to bring the energy
and
that I have.
You bring plenty of energy. When we did the recording in the, what's the name of that restaurant? Something Burgers Fresh.
Burger Fresh.
We were at Burger Fresh. You were just walking up and talking to customers, shaking their hands like it was nothing. Absolutely nothing.
And I was shaking in my shoes.
But you overcome that. That's my point. Like I grew up very introverted, very shy. I had to learn to do public speaking when I was in the Navy. Because once you move up in rank, you have to give trainings and things of that nature.
Yeah, exactly.
And I think the first time I ever stood in front of like the platoon or whatever, and I gave like a training on whatever BS training we were doing. I was absolutely just blacking out, like just shaking. Yeah, just and then now all these organizations that I volunteer in, they're like, oh, you're such a leader. You're such a great organizer. You give such good speeches. And I'm like, bro, I am terrified every second I'm out here. But sometimes you just got to get over that to move on in life. And I think public speaking is just a natural human fear anyways.
And I think it is too. And I don't know anybody who likes it, but I know people that don't mind doing it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to be doing in the near future. Talking about food, and talking about family. So, with that being said, Levi, what did you experience this week? Did you go into any restaurants and enjoy anything this week? Anything new?
Sorry, allergies.
Uh oh.
Working outside in the pollen. So as you know, I do some organizing down in Houston with a couple groups of people, and two of their favorite hangouts is the Grand Prize and Bohemios. Both of them are in like the Montrose / downtown area. And Grand Prize has some of the absolute best burgers that I've had here in Houston. So they have like a menu where you order whether you want a foot-long hot dog or you want a burger or you want fries. And then you have the different toppings. And the toppings are the same for all three. So you have like the El Monterey, which has like your mushrooms and your onions covered in like three different types of cheeses. You have like your homemade chili sauce. So you can get either like a foot long hot dog with like the chili sauce on it, or you can get a burger with the chili sauce on it. Those are the two that I've tried. And then they have like their bacon cheese fries, which is just absolutely phenomenal. That sounds good.
Anything with bacon goes great.
Yeah. And these are just like you think like, oh, the French fries are French fries. I don't know what they season these French fries with, but they're the best fries I've had. They're just way better than any, like even when I go like to a steak restaurant and I get like the steak fries, they're not as well seasoned as these are.
Yeah.
So like every time I'm down there with my pals, just having a couple drinks after a rally or whatever, before I head home, like I'm just like licking my fingers of all the seasoning that's like all dripping off these fries.
I'm gonna save this finger for later.
And I've heard that they swap out cooks in the kitchen, like the bar is at the bar, but then they have like different clients rent out the kitchen space itself. Oh. So it's two different companies. But the people in Grand Prize right now, that are in that kitchen, they're killing it with their fries. That's one place I go. The other one's a Bohemio's. It's again Montrose/downtown area. Yeah. It's where we usually have like our Thursday night meetings where we get together, we discuss the upcoming week, the upcoming month.
Okay.
And that place has excellent food options as well. I've tried their quesadilla, I've tried their club sandwiches, I've tried their recently their nachos. All just solid food, homemade there. And if you're of the vegan lifestyle, they also have vegan options because I have several of my vegan friends eat there as well, and they love it too.
So that sounds really great. So there's this place, when you said vegan, right?
Yeah.
There's this place in Georgia. It was started, founded, and established in Georgia.
Right.
I think they just got one in Dallas. It's called Slutty Vegan.
That sounds good.
So they do burgers.
Right.
You know, so their burgers are like, it'll say like, I don't know the name. Like maybe we could look up the menu real quick.
It's called the Slutty Vegan.
Slutty Vegan.
My friends
and their menu items are like Slutty Burger or like it's like their names are like names of like. I know this is a family show, but definitely if you're in Atlanta, go try Slutty Vegan. Their burgers are delicious to die for, and it's all vegan.
They're in Dallas too.
Yeah, they just opened one in Dallas.
Let's see. What's their menu?
So they're
let me see if I can say these. Hold on. Yeah,
when you look at some of the names, just give me a couple of them.
Menage a Trois. Plant based burgers. I've always wanted to try one because I do have the One Night Stand.
Yeah, so they got a burger called the One Night Stand, right? But here, so this
we're not saying that one.
So this burger,
the sloppy toppy. Oh my! Here's what I love about euphemisms. If you're adult enough to understand, you're an adult, and it's okay. If you're not adult enough to understand, then you won't get it,
It's okay. So, but they're real famous, man. They have celebrities in Atlanta, like a lot of rappers, a lot of actors. They go here, and they order their... Do you imagine eating like a double-decker sloppy cheeseburger and it's vegan?
I can. I have like, vegan friends. So
that is crazy.
I'm always on the lookout for like vegan spots to hang out at.
So is that healthy?
What, vegan?
It's like, just no, plant-based. Is that healthy? Look at that.
It doesn't look healthy.
It looks like a heart attack on a bun, but it looks good. But it's all vegan, right? Huh.
The Sneaky Link.
They got it. So they have a burger called the Sneaky Link. So they're real famous right now, right? They even have a food truck that goes around. My sister, they actually showed up at my sister's school.
Really?
My sister is like a third, at the time I think she was teaching third grade or fourth grade. They show up at the school and it said Slutty Vegan. Like, okay, yeah, you're right. Like the kids know, you know. So imagine this food truck come up to your school, Slutty Vegan.
I need an adult. I need a different adult.
Like, first of all, like, well, can you keep it moving? Like, can you cover the sign up? That's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
One thing I like about Atlanta, man, is it's definitely room for opportunity, room for growth.
Yeah.
It's one of those places that I definitely want to go spend one day in the near future where I want to spend like 3 days just recording.
Yeah.
Down there in Atlanta.
I used to live right outside of Atlanta.
Oh, really?
For like 3 months. It was a great time. Great place.
Their food. But I don't want to go. I want to go to the mom and pop, like the hole in the wall places and just do that. Then maybe there we go somewhere else. But I want to also like look in history and see like what, like there's this place. I want to say it was in Maine. It's one of the oldest restaurants. Hmm. No, not Maine. Somewhere on the East Coast. I got to find it. But it's one of the oldest established restaurants still around from like 18-something.
Hmm.
And they're still there in the same exact spot, and they're still making the exact same food.
Hmm.
And they're using like the when they do their pizzas, They're using the original the oven that they used to make their pizza.
Nice.
And they're using like the old school style way to cooking food. Like they didn't have a range and stuff like that.
Right.
So they're doing everything like on open fire and grills and stuff like that. So and they're they've been established since like 1860 something or some crazy number like that.
Ulysses S. Grant used to eat here.
Yeah, right. George Washington said right there. Abe Lincoln had his burger right there.
You know, right before he went to the theater.
Right, know. Right. Yep, he said right there that, you know, that he even said that burger is so good, it's probably going to take my life.
Yeah. A burger divided will not stand.
So, yeah, man, look, if you're in Dallas, go ahead and check out Slutty Vegan. If you're in Atlanta, check out Slutty Vegan. My sister said they're great burgers. Everybody I know said they were great burgers. But, yeah, so definitely check it out. We talked about the Food Zone.
Yeah,
we talked about what our plans is for next year.
I do have a date next week at a Palestinian restaurant.
Did you say a date?
A date next week. Well, it's just me and a friend hanging out, but it's a hookah lounge / Palestinian restaurant. Okay. I've never eaten at a Palestinian restaurant. so tune in for next week's episode to see how Levi's date turns out. Is Palestinian food good?
All right, go ahead, man. I'm sorry. It's on Bismarck.
I'm joking. So anyways, I'm trying out next week, probably like Thursday or Friday, a Palestinian restaurant in Houston, in the Montrose area.
Okay.
And it's also a hookah lounge.
I love hookah.
So I haven't had hookah since I was in the Middle East.
I love hookah, man.
Remember those? Of course, like last episode, we were talking about the hookah bars the UAE and Bahrain and Qatar and stuff. So I will come in next week to tell you, how does Palestinian food taste?
I'm pretty sure it's
probably shawarma.
Yeah, pretty sure it's going to be a mixture of like regular like Arabic food and stuff like that.
We'll see.
But real quick, to talk about this, the hookah in the Middle East, they don't say hookah, they say shisha.
Yeah, shisha.
You know, and I found this out while I was there. Like here in the States, you could go to a hookah bar. Hookah lounge, and you just smoke your hookah or whatever. Mm-hmm. But over there, hookah, shisha is it's a big thing, right? Mm-hmm. Like no matter where you go, every restaurant has shisha.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't drink over there. Alcohol is forbidden. It's haram over there.
Sure.
But when I say they have their tobacco and their shisha and they smoke it all over the place, it's crazy. And you could walk down a street and you could smell all these fruity flavors, right? But one thing that I've noticed is that they actually like really care about their hookahs.
Yeah.
Like their name brand hookahs, like some are $300, $400, $1,000, $1,500, $4,000 for a hookah. Here, we don't treat it like that. Oh, it's just a hookah. They probably paid $100 for it.
Yeah, maybe. But maybe so, $110 if you got
Right. Or whatever. But over there, you go to a fancy restaurant, you're probably going to be smoking out of a $1,500 hookah.
Don't break
Yeah, don't break it. Don't mess it up, right?
Yeah.
So, and then they'll tell you like, hey, this is a name brand hookah. This is not a name brand. Oh, this hookah, like this is a whole science there. So, and their shisha to me over there, of course, is better. I don't know if they founded it. I don't know if it came from there. But
they probably invented it along with coffee. Yeah. You know, that's where coffee comes from, right?
Yeah, Arab
countries, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I don't know how true this is. I'm gonna have to do more research on it. But they said that the shisha, all it is molasses and tobacco, right?
Yeah, but you have to think of like with anything else, certain mixtures, how is the tobacco cured? What type of molasses? Yeah. What was mixed with the molasses? How old is the molasses? Do they add anything else to it? So think of it like we would with salsa.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's salsa? It's like tomatoes and spices and other things.
Yeah.
But you can have really good salsa and you can have real crap salsa. Dude, so like you have good molasses and bad molasses. We do.
I'm going to get some hookah pipes and bring up here and we're going to smoke some hookah on the show.
Yeah,
I think that would be great. Because I'm telling you, every Friday night, me and Travis Thorpe was at Sama Lounge smoking hookah until we closed it down. We'll get off work around 8:30, 8:45.
Yeah.
We wouldn't even go home. We'd go straight to Sama and stay there till about 12:31. And the thing about it, like, they don't really have a nightlife there, like partying and drinking. But we was out to like 12:31 just smoking hookah, man.
Yeah.
Like, and my favorite of all time was I like grape mint.
Okay, yeah. Now you're talking about flavor. You're talking about love.
Yeah.
So, mint. Oh, yeah. You mentioned the mint.
I forgot we got a mint lover over here. You know, great mint. Any of the fruits with mint, but I also like the it was the licorice one.
Mm.
But a lot of people don't like black licorice.
Mm-mm.
But it was their hookah was really, really good.
Yeah.
But my favorite was the double apple or the double cherry. Was really, really good. So but yeah. Yeah.
Well, don't forget, if you are in Texas, to get out and vote this week or next. That's all I have to say about that. I mentioned it last week. I'm going to mention it again this week. Early voting is still open, and the election is November 7th.
Get out and vote, people. Get out and vote. Hey, want to say one thing. Happy Halloween. Inside the Lunchbox. Let's go with your boy. Check us out on all our social media sites. Love you guys. Peace. 1.